Fine looking group again. Thank the ladies for all their work and feeding us. Couldn't be better. Everybody love the Lord? I hope so. I hope so. I want to share something with you before I launch into the sermon. We have a family attending our church. And they have several children, and they have a little girl that's about 7 years old. Her name is Morgan, and she went to goes to a public school, and they were going to have parent and teachers night coming up, so the teacher was wanting to talk to all the children and make sure that they were all squared away and everything would go good when they met with the parents. And so she came to little Morgan and was talking to her, and Morgan said, "Teacher," she said, "I know a couple of cuss words." The teacher said, "Morgan, let's let that go. Let's go on and talk about some things I want to talk to you about." And she went along a little while, and Morgan said again, she said, I know two cuss words." She said, no, Morgan. She said, "That's not nice. Let's go on. You just put that away." And finally, she said, "Don't you want to hear?" She said, "Don't you want to hear my cuss words?" She said, "I can only say them on Saturday." And she said, "All right, Morgan, lean up to my ear and whisper in it." And she said, "Texas Longhorns." I saved it because I thought you all might appreciate it. But we'll look now at our sermon. In our sermon, we're thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord over death. It's good to know that our lives are in our Lord's hands. And when the time is right, we will once again receive an effectual call, and away we'll go. And it'll be the right time. I've heard people talk about people died too quick, died too young. Well, that's what we think, but I believe God takes them home when they're supposed to go, don't you? And I think He does all things well, so we don't have any room to complain. All right, turn over with me to the book of John, chapter 11. Well, first of all, we're going to read verses 17 through 27 and 43 and 44. "Then when Jesus came, He found that He had been lain in the grave 4 days already," this being Lazarus. "Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went out and met Him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, 'Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever Thou wilt ask of God, God will give it Thee.' Jesus saith unto her, 'Thy brother shall rise again.' Martha saith unto Him, 'I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day.' Jesus said unto her, 'I am,'" there's another "I am, 'I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?' She saith unto Him, 'Yea, Lord, I believe that Thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world.'" And then over in verses 43 and verses 44, "And when He had thus spoken, He cried out with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, them, loose him and let him go. I want to read now. I want to read the first 16 verses. Just got this. There's some things here I want to bring out. There was now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her mother, sister Martha. It was that Mary which continued which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. But his disciples didn't like that idea. His disciples saith unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I might wake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought he had spoken of taking a rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Amen. Death sounds solemn, doesn't it? There's little joy in death. I remember when Brother Paul Brown just recently lost his father that he dearly loved, and his father was a Christian and had been faithful in serving in his church that his son pastored. He said, death is hard, death is painful, and it is. During this life, we get attached to one another, husbands and wives, children, friends, church members. I feel like church members are my family members. And I feel like all those that are children of God are our brothers and sisters. But we know that death comes. We heard this morning about three men in this assembly who have gone on. And I knew them, and I thought highly of them. And I love them in the Lord. But death comes in many ways and forms. We're always trying to avoid talking about death. But can we say we've stopped thinking about it? I believe now, I don't have that gray hair for nothing. I've been around a long time. But as you grow older, you think a little more about death, about your going home. And you, maybe as your body begins to lose some of its strength, you begin to wonder what might be the cause for you to leave this life. We have sickness that brings death. We have heart attacks. We have cancer. We have diabetes. We could go on and on and on. We have that which is called accidents, but there's no such a thing as an accident. Everything's in God's providence, and when you look at anything that's called an accident, if you look at it, you will see why it happened. God doesn't have accidents. There's that, so we're killed in accidents. I'll call it that, but there's not any such thing. Wars, we have wars and wars and wars and wars and wars, don't we? We get out of one war and we have two or three more. We have our men and women and it just breaks my heart every time they get killed. And we as here in Oklahoma, we've lost several of our young people lately. And it's just a shame. The weather kills, tsunamis, they can wash away a little island, just one great big wave. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes. Then we have crimes, murders. In a town that I live next to, which is Tulsa, it's a fairly large city, they have murders all the time. They have some every week. They have gang shootings, robberies, all kinds of things. Then there's kidnappings, executions. And if you turn with me to Genesis 27, in verse 2, this is Isaac speaking. And he said, "Behold now, I am old. I know not the day of my death." And that's true. So we want to examine the death of Lazarus. And while we're doing that, we're going to look at some various things. We know that Lazarus was very sick. His two sisters sent word to the Lord Jesus Christ, "Lord," they don't use his name. They know the Lord knows who they're talking about. "Behold, him who thou lovest is sick." It's wonderful to know when people are sick that they are beloved of the Lord. When Jesus heard this message, he responds to his disciples there in verse 4. He says, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." And then if you turn over to John chapter 17 and verse 24, we read, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am." Spurgeon preached a sermon on that. He said, that's why we die, that we can go to be with the Lord. "To be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for he lovest me before the foundation of the world." Lazarus was sick. Lazarus was very ill, but the Lord had stayed in the same place for 2 days. Then he tells his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." And this frightens his disciples. In verse 8, they say, his disciples say to him, "Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and thou goest there thither again." Don't put your life out there again. They were afraid that they might kill the Lord. But the Lord Jesus answers, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? Let's put it to good use." The Lord Jesus tells the disciples that Lazarus is sleeping, but the disciples misunderstand. They say to the Lord, "If he sleeps, that's good." And the Savior tells them again, more plainly and direct, "Lazarus is dead." The disciples are apprehensive. They are afraid that the Lord Jesus might be killed. However, they all agree to go with him, even though it might mean their own death. They're ready to go and die with their Lord. "Let us also go that we may die with him." So they thought they might see their life taken, but they were willing to do it. First of all, the enemy described and defined death. Death is our great and final enemy. On an appointed day, death will come for you or me. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. However, I'm going to put this in here. However many today believe that dead people can do many things like raise their hand, walk down an aisle, or pray a little prayer. But dead's dead, is it not? There is the death of wildlife, animals, living things, or we might say the things of nature. All those living beings just cease to have life. That's the end of them. They have no soul or no spirit. If they're pets, we may be attached to them, but when they're gone, they're gone. There are, for human beings, three types of death. All are real. First of all, there is physical death. It's universal. So I drive down the road, I look out, I see cemeteries. I drive through cities, I see cemeteries. So we know, we go through and I'll say, well, the people there die too, just like everyone else. It's universal. All of mankind that has ever lived has experienced this death with two exceptions, that being Enoch and Elijah. But Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 sheds some light on death, doesn't it? In fact, it sheds a lot of light. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 tells us, wherefore, as by one man, sin, which is the second death. Thank you.